much confidence do you carry into this week coming off of Saturday's performance?
It's just like any other week, going out there, going to practice, trying to get prepared for Carolina and just taking it day by day.
How has this week been different for you guys in terms of preparing for the third preseason game?
Well, it's a little shorter than usual, so, kind of cramming some things in. But, other than that, we're just going about our business same as always.
So to have a little bit of Bill was talking about more of a regular season feel just in terms of meetings and getting back to some sort of a routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole game planning. Like I said, it's a shorter week, so it's a little different. But for the most part, they're trying to get us ready for week one.
Jimmy, what's been the biggest thing you've seen improve in the first couple of games in your play?
There's a good amount of things that I think have improved. But, week to week, everything changes. Just adjusting to the new game plan that we put in this week compared to last week, handling new information, really.
As each day sort of, comes off the calendar, do you feel that September 10th sort of in the near distance there?
It's coming up, but, we got a long way to go still. We still got two preseason games left, can't look past any of that. And, like I said, we just take it day by day and the rest will handle itself.
How important has it been for you just to play, as much as you mm-hmm. have? I think it's been about 126 snaps, in the first two games.
Yeah, it's definitely beneficial. Every rep counts, practice, game, whatever it may be. You got to go in there and take advantage of the opportunity that you get.
How beneficial is it, Jimmy, to work with different personnel? You've worked for those 126 snaps, you've worked with various personnel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of the way we do it. Practice, game, you got to be ready to play with anyone just – due to the nature of the sport, injuries and all that stuff. So, it's definitely helped.
How would you kind of assess yourself so far from the start of training camp?
Coming along. Each day is a new task, and, you want to attack things differently day by day. But, we're kind of getting out of the training camp mode and into the regular season mode, so kind of adjusting to that now.
How does it feel different for you maybe from a year ago?
Oh, which part? it's a big switch from last year to this year, but that's the nature of the beast, I guess.
Jimmy, what are your thoughts about adding a guy like Reggie Wayne into the offense?
Excited about it. He's only been here for 48 hours or so, he's been picking things up quickly, and I'm excited to have him here.
What are your impressions of him as a player, I assume, from having watched him over the years?
Yeah, tremendous player, tremendous career with the Colts and everything, and excited to have him on the team now. Nice guy to throw to.
Jimmy, going back to that touchdown pass you threw on Saturday, found the guy in the back of the end zone, kind of a scramble situation. Mm-hmm. I know they're all different situations, not to be negative, but we've seen you kind of do that in training camp a lot, and it kind of ends up as an interception. And I'm just wondering what was different between that play that worked and some of the other ones that were similar, but they ended up being picked off.
That's kind of what practice is for. You see which throws you can make, which you can't, and, apply those to the game. And, in that situation, got out of it. The receivers did a great job of getting open down the field, after I extended it, and, good things happened then.
Is there maybe some urgency because you can get sacked? You think maybe that helped with the decisiveness of making the decision versus maybe in practice where guys you don't have to worry about guys taking you around. Maybe
right.
You feel like you can extend the play longer than you should.
That could have played a factor. Just the instinct part of it kicks in during a game more than practice, I guess. But, you try to make practice as similar to the game as you can. And, the better you could do that, the better off you'll be, really.
How is working with Tom different maybe this summer than it was last summer for you?
Knowing him for a year, obviously, we've become closer and everything, but, he's gone about his business the same way as always, getting prepared and, attacking training camp like the rest of us.
But just working with you specifically, though, has it changed at all? Has it, pulled you aside a little more, or is it pretty much the same?
I'd say we've gotten to know each other better, so, we're more comfortable with one another, but other than that, nothing crazy.
You talked in the post game about how you weren't touched at all. How much of a difference did that make for you, and how proud are you of the job that those guys did up front, especially the three young kids who got a ton of snaps?
Yeah, just the whole O-line altogether, backs, everybody, they did a tremendous job blocking, and that, obviously makes my job so much easier. So, huge credit to those guys up front, they just did a tremendous job.
When you're feeling the protection like that, is that just – confident guy, but does that raise the confidence saying, these guys have got my back today. I feel like I can do pretty much whatever I need to back there.
Yeah, well, I think they always have my back. I mean, whatever practice game, whatever the circumstance may be. But, you know, I mean, you have to have confidence in them. They have to have confidence in you. It's a two-way street, I guess.
You've played. We talked about how much you've played, and there's two more preseason games left, but the opener, I think, is 15 days away, the season opener. I mean, if it started, you know, if that game was here, do you feel like you've got the work you want in to be ready to go?
It's not here yet, so we got 15 days to still get ready, prepare, and all that stuff, and you know, we're working in the right direction, I'll put it that way. All right.
Talk a lot about the adjustments of being quarterback, and one of them this year happens to be the volume of questions and the volume of media. You've got to address everything. What's this experience been like, and how difficult or how easy has it been?
Eastern Illinois, we had the same amount of media. It's been a little bit of adjustment, you know, getting more and more used to it as we go. But, you know, it comes with the job, I guess. You got to get used to it.
And of all the things you appreciate about Tom, does this give you an even greater appreciation of what it's like to be a quarterback?
Yeah, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on that you don't really know about until you're in the spotlight, I guess. But you know, you got fun with it, right? All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.